what they do in these churches is they strip mine the scriptures, and that's the best way I can put it. The only thing that they are seeking to retain in the scriptures are principles and bits of law or concepts that somebody can apply to their life in order to achieve more desirable results that are kind of tailored to people who live in American suburbia. That's the best way I can put it. So everything boils down to life application. So on any given Sunday, after the 35 to 40 minute rock and roll smoke and light show concert in the dark, which is very manipulative in and of itself, once you get through the tithing message, then you're going to have roughly a 30 to 50 minute self-help presentation where verses and concepts from scripture are ripped out of their context. You'll be given a list of things that you can apply in real time today that to get better results in your life, and that's the whole point. And so it'll always turn into law, but the focus is going to be on things like how to better manage your time, how to juggle the difficult schedule of being a parent as well as working in the corporate world, having a singular focus, finding your purpose. These are the ideas, how to have better behaved kids. And then over and again, you'll see around Valentine's Day, how to spice up the romance in your marriage, and you'll get principles along those lines. And so everything is designed to make your life more enjoyable and for you to get better results. And all of this will have a thin biblical veneer so that there's some Christianese that goes along with it. And at the end of the day, the missional church can say, yes, we've made disciples. But no, actually, they haven't. They've just manipulated the Bible for the purpose of having people achieve very narcissistic and self-focused goals in their life.